listening to the Cornerstone Church Weekly Podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.
Just keep praying, please. Keep praying. We have an open heaven in this place this morning. Keep praying, please. Keep praying. Lebro Coria Bradabo Shitekebo. Linda, can you come up, please? Madebo Shide Brigadebo Shandigede Brigadebo Lebo Shankaka Brigadebo Shinti Radebo Shindigede Brigadebo Shukala Brigadebo Shukala Sibo. Worship him. The presence of God is here this morning. You have a hip issue? Oh, I thought you were coming out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. You are faithful, Lord. You are faithful, Lord. You are faithful, Lord. You are faithful. You are faithful. Lord, I begin to release your healing power. If you have any sickness in your body, the healing anointing is here this morning. I release your healing power even in this place right now, Lord. Let your healing power begin to touch. Let your healing power begin to touch. I rebuke anxiety. I rebuke depression. I rebuke every sickness, every emotional sickness. Every sickness in your body, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and let the healing power of God begin to touch everyone in this room right now, Lord, that needs healing in their body. And let your glory, let your anointing begin to touch them even now. Lord, I release healing in that jaw and that tooth right now. Let the healing power of God begin to touch it. You, the anointing of God is in this place right now. I can feel it tangibly. When you have an atmosphere like this, God is not just releasing healing, God is not just doing stuff, but He's pouring into you as well. Because what happens is that when God starts to move, He starts to equip His people for even greater measures of what He wants to do. And I hear the Lord saying that even the past mistakes that you have been beating yourselves up, He says, remember not the past mistakes. For I, the Lord, is forgiving the things of the past. For I am doing a new thing, saith the Lord. In between, but you know, I'll let the Spirit do what He wants to do. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Flowing on the top of her head. you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you would touch everyone in this place. Touch everyone in this place. That no one will leave here today without a fresh touch from you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus Christ experiences this open heaven, experiences this manifestation of God, experiences this voice because, you know, he heard the voice of God was heard. This is my beloved son. And now the Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness. And there he was there for 40 days and 40 nights. Being tempted of the devil. Now he prayed and he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Carrying open heaven. Now, if it was us in these days, you know, we would say, well, I already encountered God. I already experienced God. So I don't need anything else. I'm just going to go out and do whatever God wants me to do. But But the Spirit of God drove him into even more intimate place with the Father. Because look, that is what the Spirit of God will always do with you. Because a lot of times we think that when we are encountering God, that we are encountering God for ministry. No, we are encountering God for even more experience and more relationship with God. Because if it wasn't for that, the Spirit of God would have just rested on Jesus and then would have just taken him to go do ministry, because he was ready for it. He had opened heaven. The Spirit of God was resting upon him. The voice of God affirmed him, "This is my son." So he was 100% ready to go take on whatever was ahead of him. But the Father said no. The Father said, "I needed to spend more time with you before you go out there." And so the Spirit of God drove him. See, not just the Spirit of God took him. No, the Spirit of God drove him into the wilderness to spend more time with the Father. And he was there for 40 days. 49, encountering the Father. I've always wondered, what was Jesus praying about? What was Jesus doing? There was no Bible, so what was he reading? What was he doing for 40 days in the wilderness all by himself? And a lot of times we have difficulties even concentrating for 5 minutes in the presence of God, you know, even fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit. And the reason is because we haven't encountered the driven power of God. Because believe me, when you encounter the driven power of God, your life will completely change to where you are hungry for more of God. And I bet you when Jesus was ready to get out of that wilderness, he probably didn't want to leave that wilderness. He probably went, "Father, I just want to stay here. I don't want to go. This is way better place than going into that world." Because when you learn how to rest, when you learn how to be in the presence of God, it becomes a peaceful place for you. The presence of God becomes the most peaceful place for you. It is for me. Let me tell you one thing about it. So when I'm in the presence of God, I don't think about anything else. When I get in trouble, it's when I get out of the presence of God. And then everything else just starts to, you know, spiral around. But as long as I'm in the presence of God, there is nothing else matters. And everything else begins to align when you learn how to rest in the presence of God. Because what the presence of God does, it brings you to a place where you are in total reliance upon God. So Jesus says, "The Spirit of God is upon me, for he has anointed me." And that scripture was not just for Jesus. That scripture is for you. Now the book of Romans chapter 8 says this. It says, "If this same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is upon you," it says, "this Spirit will quicken your mortal body." So the same Spirit that Jesus has, that same Spirit that Jesus was saying rested upon him, is the same Spirit that Paul was saying that is upon you. So Jesus did not receive a different spirit, and you received a different spirit. It's the same Spirit. So you have the same Spirit that Jesus has. So if the same spirit that was resting upon Jesus when he walked the earth is upon you, and Jesus says that this same spirit has anointed me to do this work, that means that that same spirit has anointed you to do the same work that Jesus has done. That's why Jesus told them in John 16, when Jesus was telling his disciples, he says, I need to go back to heaven. And they were upset. They said, no, you can't go. We just started getting used to you. And Jesus said, no, you don't understand. I really, really have to go. Because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. And because you need the Comforter. Because when the Comforter comes, then you will become exactly like me. When the Comforter comes, you will have the same power that I have. You will have the same anointing that I have. And that was why before the Comforter came, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. When the Comforter came, in Acts chapter 2, Peter stood up and he was able to preach to 3,000 people without even thinking about it. Because when the Spirit of God begins to rest upon you, every fear is gone. Fear is gone. There is no fear at all. When you allow the Spirit of God to take over you, there is nothing like fear. Because the Bible says we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of sound mind. So you have the same spirit that Jesus Christ has. The same spirit is not different. And this same spirit is the power of the Most High. The same spirit is the demonstration of heaven. The same spirit is the creator of all things. And it's not different. It's not different. We all have the same spirit. And not just that we all have the same spirit. We're all created with the image of God. We're all created to be like God. And if we are created to be like God, then we are created to manifest like God. But a lot of times we allow fear to cripple us. We allow our mind to have so much voices than the Spirit of God in us. Our mind speaks so much, tells us what we can't do, tells us how we're not good enough to do that. But the Spirit tells us who we are. Because who you are is not rooted in you. Who you are is rooted in who your Father is. Because you have God's DNA. You have the DNA of your Father. And so that's your source. Your source is not in your ability. Jesus says in John 15, he says, without me, you can do nothing. So your strength is not in you. Your strength is in who your Father, your source is. So the reason why you are so afraid to step into what God has called you to do is because you're relying on your own strength. You're relying on what you can do and what you cannot do. But when you realize that you cannot actually do it, but when you rely on He who is able to do all things, and if that person who is able to do all things dwells in you, the Bible says, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. I mean, let's look at that a little bit deeper. greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Who is in you? Jesus is in you. And if you are carrying Jesus in you, then you can do all things. You can do all things. That's what the Bible says. We can do all things through Christ and strengthens us. We have Jesus inside of us. But guess what? Our mind tells us no. Our mind tells us we can't do it. Our mind tells us everything that we can't do. But Jesus says, you can do it because I am in you. And if I can do it, you can do it. That's what Jesus says. And when the power of God rests upon you, which the power of God is already resting upon you, the Bible says you are anointed. That's, you see, can we even start believing the word of God that we read? Because we read it. It's in the Bible. It says you are anointed. That's what the Bible says. You, everyone in this place. The Bible says we are anointed. It's not just one person. It's not just one person in this room. It says we are all anointed. Every one of us in this room, we are anointed. That's what the Bible says. We just have to step into that anointing. It's a delegated anointing. It's a delegated authority. It's a delegated power. Jesus says, all authority in heaven, Matthew 28, is being given to me. He says, now I give you the power. Understand this. Jesus did not need the power. He already is the power. Jesus did not need the anointing. He is the anointed one. He came to the earth to restore the power to you and the anointing to you. And that was why. Look, watch this. When Jesus went back to heaven, he didn't take any power back to heaven. He didn't need to. He didn't come here on earth and beat the devil up, grab the power, and say, hey, see you guys later. I got what I need. I'm going back to heaven. No. Jesus didn't need the power at all. It all. That was why when he walked down the earth, the demons, they saw him even before. You see, we hear all these teachings and they tell us that Jesus went to the cross and the grave to get power. No, that's not true. If it was true, then when the demons saw him, they wouldn't have bowed before him. When they saw him, they bowed before him. They say, you are the Son of God. We know who you are. So that tells you he already has it. He only went to the cross and went to the grave to get what you lost for you. And when he got it, he resurrected. He said, all authority and all power. So including the power that you lost, he said, now I got all of them. And he said, now I give you yours and I'm leaving. You can do whatever you want to do with yours. And I'm gone. It's up to you to do what you want to do with it. You go back to Genesis. What did the Father say about us? He said, let's create man in our own image that they would have dominion. They will subdue the earth. Subdue the earth. Why is the earth subduing us? Why does it feel like we can't breathe? Whereas we're supposed to be the ones subduing the earth. But yet we're getting subdued by the earth. We need to reverse that. Because we have everything we need to subdue the earth. That's the plan. That was the original plan of God. Is that we subdue the earth. That we take control. That nothing will be out of place that is not of God. Every single one of you in this room, you are called by God, chosen by God, marked by God. Stop allowing the devil to lie to you. That lie is holding you down so much. Gotta silence those voices. Believe me, we all hear those voices. I hear them sometimes. But I don't allow those voices to speak. They get loud sometimes. But you gotta allow the voice of the Spirit to be more vocal, to be louder in you. Because if you don't allow the voice of the Spirit to be louder in you, you can't hear Him. So, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Jesus is saying the same thing today. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. For He has anointed you to preach the good news, to set the captive free. He's anointed you. Lies of the enemy stop you. This generation needs us. This generation needs the kingdom of God. This generation needs the power of God. This generation needs us. Bible says this generation is earnestly waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And a lot of people have told us they're waiting for rapture to happen. No, they're waiting for us to step into our calling and our destiny. They're waiting for the sons and the daughters of God to emerge, for you to step into who you are. Because once the church, once the sons and daughters of God, once we step into our destiny, once we step into the fullness of who we are, once we become like the apostles of the old, there becomes transformation in our generation, because we are men and women of power. That's who we are. There is no negotiation about it. See, the word doesn't determine that. It's already been determined by our Father. We are people of power, been determined by our Father. And the world, they can't touch that. They don't decide that. They can't change that. We are the only ones that can hinder that in our lives. Not even the devil can stop it. You see, the devil does not have power to stop God. I'm gonna change your theology this morning. The devil, you see, the devil, how can something that God created be able to stop God? The devil does not have the power to stop God. God created him. So how can he be able to stop God? He can't. God is limitless. And because he created us in his image, we're supposed to be limitless. And because he created us in his own image, the devil cannot stop us. It's not supposed to be able to stop us. But yet we give him the power to stop us. But I pray that after this morning, stand to your feet. I pray that after this morning, that you will take back everything that the devil has taken from you. Job prophesied, he said, in the last day, I will restore all the years that the canker worms, the caterpillars, and all those pillars and all those worms is taken away from you. And you see, you have to change your mentality to be able to get there. You can't let the devil keep stealing from you. You can't let the devil keep taking stuff from you. He's not supposed to be doing that. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. He's not supposed to be doing that. We are children of God. So this morning, we're going to take back everything the enemy has stolen from us. Everything that the devil has stolen from us. And we're going to go into the spiritual realm. And we're going to take them back. It is our inheritance. It is our power. We have the power. We have the authority to do that. So as we go into this worship, I want you to just go into prayer, and I just want you to go into deep declaration and just begin to pray. Call them by name, everything that the devil has stolen from you. It might be your health, it might be your finances, it might be whatever it is, your health, your mind, your thought, your ministry, your whatever it is, just begin to call them forth and take them back from the enemy. And just take authority over them by the authority and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Remember, you are anointed because you have the anointed one inside of you. Ta brakata shite kete. Lebre dege de bos. Lebre dege de bos. Linda bala bro. Lift up your hands right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone in this room right now. Everything that the enemy has stolen from them, every years that the cankerworms, the pillar worms, the caterpillars is stolen from them, I command restoration 7 times upon their lives, even from now. In the name of Jesus, I restore their health. I restore their finances. I restore every area of their lives, God, that the enemy has stolen from them. In the name of Jesus, Father, we go into the camp of the enemy and we take back what belongs to us. In the name of Jesus, everything, Lord, that the enemy has stolen from us, we take them back now by the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, and I begin to release, God, I release your blessing upon your people right now, Lord. And I break every fear. I break every lies of the enemy right now. Every false identity, every false voices, I break those false voices in the name of Jesus. Every false identity, I break them off right now in the name of Jesus. And I release the voice of the Spirit of God. I release the voice of the Spirit of God over your people this morning. I release your fresh fire. I release your anointing. I release a fresh beginning, a new start even now in the name of Jesus. I pray for those, God, that hasn't heard your voice in a while, God. I sharpen their spiritual sensitivity even now, that they will begin to hear you again. I pray, Holy Spirit of God, let your fire quicken each and every one of us, God, that you will set us ablaze, that we will burn for you and for you alone. Thank you for our families. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord Father, for everything you've done this morning, God. Thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity, God, to come into your presence, God, and to encounter you even this morning, God. We are grateful and we thank you. We thank you because we are no longer afraid, because we know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We know that the devil is under our feet and the devil has been defeated. In the name of Jesus, the battle has been won. In the name of Jesus, he is defeated. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you. And we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. I'm going to leave you with this. This is something the Lord told me so many years ago, and it changed my mindset. The Lord told me, he says, son, you are not fighting the battle to win. He said, the battle has already been won. You are fighting the battle to maintain the victory. And I want you to change your mentality, because if you can change that, it will change how you fight your battle. The heavyweight champion that has the belt, when they go to the ring to fight, they're not going there to win. They're going there to maintain the victory they already have. We already have the victory. Jesus gave us the victory. We have it. So every day that you're fighting a battle, you're just fighting to maintain that victory. So fight from a victory mentality, not from a winning mentality. God bless you. Have a good week.
Listening to the Cornerstone Church weekly podcast. You can find us online at cornerstoneaberdeen.com.